Jesus in Jail. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus in Jail. Yes, we don't think of Jesus being in jail very much, but he was. How many millions and billions of people on earth never go to jail? Well, the majority of people on earth do not go to jail. Oh, there are many that go to jail, but billions and billions and billions and billions, the majority, never go to jail. They never are challenged for what they have done, whether they've done things right or wrong, or whether they've done things commendable or not commendable. We look at the life of Jesus and we see in him a beautiful spiritual principle. We see in him something that is admirable, something that turns our life on, and we say, how could this beautiful being ever go to jail? Well, Jesus went to jail for what very few people choose to do. He went to jail because he stood up for principle. He stood up for the principle of, so they say. Now, if he had not said that, if he had not been so blatant and said, they are the ones who say that I want to be the king of the Jews, they are the ones who say that I want this glorious recognition, not I, so they say. Now, instead of the court saying, hey, what proof do they have that you said that? What proof do they have that you ever wanted that? What proof? It's just that all of these big wigs, the priests of the temple, the rabbis, they want to get rid of you, and so they say that you have said these things. And some of his disciples may have said that. He may have acted in such a way that people could interpret that, because he was so appreciated by the people, he was so respected by the people, and in that respect, he had lost his life. Because in that respect, the rabbis were not interested in having someone come along and mess up their teachings. Truly, it was just as simple as that. It was just as simple as that. It happens every day. It happens all around us in life. Not very often, but every day it happens. And every day people stand up for principle. They stand up for what they believe. They stand up for what is important to them. And in the process of standing up, they sometimes lose their life. They sometimes lose their freedom. They sometimes lose the respect of all the world because the world believes what others have to say about them. Not what they actually did, but what others have to say about them. It amuses me how some of the political arenas that we know about, they're doing such tremendous things to destroy other politicians. And they never try to destroy the other politicians by what things they're doing on behalf of the nation or behalf of the country. They try to destroy them in their personal life. Because in their personal life, there are few who can stand up for them to say that is true or that's not true. And if they say things in their personal life about that's what they want to do, then, of course, then what can they say to defend themselves? Now, true, being called king of the Jews was something rather grand, and was certainly something that was very political, but that was not necessarily a personal thing against the master teacher. Or was it? Or was it perhaps one of the greatest personal things in his entire life? Did Jesus want to be the king of the Jews? Did he want to stand up and say, look, I'm the new boss now. This is the program that we have. This is the reign of Jesus. This is the reign of Jesus the man. The devil tried to give him all that power, as we are told in one part in the Bible. And in giving him all that power, he just said to the devil, no, thank you. My kingdom is greater than any you could ever offer me. Well, now, we could certainly misunderstand that too, couldn't we? We could misunderstand that to think of the kingdom of the earth, that he was going to rule over all the earth. But that was not his intention. His intention was to rule his own spirit, to be master of his own consciousness, to be master of that inner realm, that inner kingdom, the inner kingdom where indeed he tells at all times the king dwells. The Father is within. You may never be challenged to stand up for principle quite like Jesus did. Maybe you don't have any principles you're standing up for. Maybe you don't have any principles that you believe in. But do you believe in the people you associate with? Do you believe that if you are constantly speaking a philosophy, you could live any different than that philosophy? Do you believe that if you would go around living the truth that you understand and believe, that you could ever do anything but live that truth? If anyone wanted to tear you down and destroy you, as they tried to destroy the teachings of Jesus, if anyone wanted to tear you down and destroy you, are you so living your principle that what you teach and who you are is untouched, and that it is always known, those who are close and dear to you, they always know who and what you are? The disciples really knew who he was. Oh, they all had that aspiration for a worldly kingdom, but that was not the aspiration of the master teacher. The master teacher had no desire for a worldly kingdom. Do you? Do you desire for a worldly kingdom? Do you want to be the head of a great organization? Do you want to be wealthy? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be loved by everyone? Do you want to have many friends? Do you want to have happy and harmonious relationships? Well, I'm sorry, but your lot can never be met. That can never be fulfilled in your life, never. For as long as we want something, that means that that is not who we are. Jesus never went around wanting to be master. He never went around wanting to be God. He never went around wanting to be whole. He never went around wanting for food. He never went around wanting for friendship. He never went around wanting for respect. At all times, he carried himself and lived his life as though he were a master, and indeed he was and is. At all times he went around and carried himself in perfect health, and so he is. At all times he went around and carried himself as though he were the most wonderful man of love, unconditional love, in the entire universe. And so he is known today by those who know of him and believe in him, and those who don't believe in him, that he is a man of unconditional love. We too can live our life from the standard of being, not to be, but living in now, in this moment, living with a happy heart, living with a joyous mind, living with an uplifted spirit, living in the Christ consciousness. We can live that right now, and we can enjoy it. Oh, we won't always be understood by the world, but we understand who we are. Always do good to them who abuse or misuse you. Always be loving, regardless that someone does something unloving to you. Always be who you are. And truly, no one will be able to do anything unloving to you or unkind to you in any way. Because who is there to see it? Do you see it? If you see it, then you are unloving and unkind. If you don't see it, then you cannot be touched by it. If you don't see it, it is not in your world. If you don't see it, you do not respond to it. And truly, that's what it's all about. Jesus may have been in a physical prison, but a very short time. And in that physical prison, was he disturbed? Not at all. Was he distressed? Not at all. For it was just a game, an illusion that was being played. And in the process, he was center stage. And in the process, from the moment that it began to the moment that it ended for the world, he was always a master. That's our choice, isn't it? Think about these things. They are really quite lovely. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.